I'm so glad you're joining me today. We're going to continue studying the Word of God about living a heavenly life, and you are going to be blessed. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I have Chrissy with me back again today.
Yes, Pastor Kathy, we're studying part two, how to have heavenly days on earth. Yeah. I know, that's so exciting.
I know the teaching that we have today was so rich. We went longer than we thought. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to cut it off, so we just broke it into part two. So today is part two, and it is from my book.
Yes,
You Are Designed to Living, Designed for Glorious Living.
Yes, it is.
I almost forgot my own title. Anyway, it's chapter 8 in here, and it's also featured in our magazine, yes, which we mentioned last week.
It's so awesome. It's everywhere. This teaching is so rich. There's so much revelation in each thing, whether it's from the book or if you're watching this teaching. I do believe you also have a message on it. Mm-hmm. So it really is a great way
which you could see in the app.
Yes.
And you know what we're doing is we're doing a Bible study based on that teaching, but we have gone even deeper.
Yes,
just in our study
have.
Last week, we just brought out so many things that are personal. I believe that if you watched last week, you'll know that there's some things that the Holy Spirit brought to your heart. Mm-hmm. And I believe that if you didn't watch last week, after this one's done, please go back and look at it, because there is so much. We talked about the three different steps that that we're to do to live a heavenly life. Yeah. God gave instructions to the children of Israel. In fact, we're going to start today by reading that scripture. Mm-hmm. It is in Deuteronomy chapter 11.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and read it. Verse 18 through 21 says, "Now these were the instructions that Moses read to the children of Israel. God gave him these instructions for them so that they could live a heavenly life." And you'll see this in the verse. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 through 21, King James says, "Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven on earth."
Ooh, what a promise.
That's what God wanted for his kids. Mm-hmm. In fact, in this scripture we just read, there was three different steps, and we talked about this on our last teaching. Mm-hmm. Step one was keep God's word first. And step two was teach God's words to your children. Step three was place God's word over all that you own.
And yes.
We don't have time to go into all of those. That's on part one. But we're going to continue on and go to part two.
Part two. Dos.
And we're going to begin by turning to Revelation chapter 21.
So
we were in the beginning of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, now we're going to the New Testament, all the way to the last book of the Bible.
For those of you
that maybe are new to the scriptures.
Yeah, if you're a little amateur flipper through the Bible, it just gives you a little direction. But what I love about the book of Revelation, it's so beautiful. And when the Lord just paints this beautiful picture of heaven, and it gets you excited about where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me smile, because it's like, this is going to be my home. I can have it here on earth, and I'm going to be there in heaven.
But more, you know, have those old commercials. But wait, there's more.
There's more. You mean I can have it both? I can do both?
You can have a heavenly life on earth, Chrissy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And a life in heaven
when
you get
there. That's some good news. That's some great news.
This is basically like a preview of the great life that God really wants you to have. I mean, it's not as good as heaven is, but it's as good as we can get it right here on this earth.
Amen. And it's up
and this
to
is what
us
God
to
wants
do
for
this.
Us.
Yeah. And learning what I loved about part one, too, is really reflecting, taking the time to read the scriptures, to break it down, to have these points and to embrace it, to take time to meditate on it, because it gets you excited to wake up every day and to make those little changes to see those heavenly days on earth come to pass. Mm-hmm. You know, it's possible. It's for you. It's for me. It's for everyone.
When you read God's word, you see how what he did in the miracles. I love reading the Old Testament stories of the miracles that happened, the new things that miracles that happened in Jesus' life. All those things stir you up, get you excited about the Word of God.
It does.
And it changes you. And then the next step was to change your family.
Yeah.
You're going to be praying for your children, showing them the way to walk.
That's right.
And then it affects your work atmosphere, the world around you.
Everything the Lord's given you.
Your life should be an impact on others that are around you. And if nobody's affected or even knows that you're born again, then maybe you're not. Maybe you need to realize that you need to get your life straight with God, because heaven is a real place and so is hell. And when I got born again, the reality of that really hit me. And I remember thinking that was my main message. I didn't want anybody to go to hell.
That's right.
Because before I got born again, I was indifferent. I didn't think about heaven And I didn't think about hell. I was just coasting in on my life. But the moment that I realized that heaven was real, then hell must be real, and I didn't want anyone to go there.
That's right.
So this is why it's so important that we recognize that this God does have a good life for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a glorious life. That's what this program is all about.
That's right.
The glorious life.
True.
Glorious living is the name of our program. And my women's conference that I have every spring
glorious.
Is called Glorious.
Yes.
This is so important to me because it's what our God is all about.
Yeah.
He's a good God. He's
a good
faithful God.
Yeah, and we're called to bring Him glory. And when we do that, when we stay in that will of bringing Him good pleasure and glory, that's when the miraculous happens. That's when you see the breakthroughs, and that's when you realize that I can live heavenly days on earth.
Well, let's get into the Word, Chrissy. If you've already turned to Revelation chapter 21, I want you to know that in this chapter, we're told about a glorious time when heaven will literally be on earth. Mm-hmm. And in that day, God's going to physically dwell with His people.
Ooh, what a good thing. This is awesome.
We're getting the
yes,
into
a
heaven,
glimpse.
What it's going to be like. And
come
so if
on,
that's
Lord.
What He wants you to live, what you're going to have one day, I think He wants you to recognize that you can have a good life today. But
that's
let's
right.
read this. You go ahead and read it, Chrissy.
Yes,
Revelation
ma'am.
21, verse 1. Through four.
Yes,
ma'am. In the King James Version, we're reading it.
And it says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." That makes me want to run around the studio.
I know.
No more tears, no more pain.
Such a wonderful promise.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, but we don't have to wait until we get to heaven.
Wow.
He's talking about what's going to happen in the future. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven. This is going to, this to begin living heavenly days on the earth. Throughout the Bible, we're told about promises that are available to us right now, but we have to expect them. Mm-hmm. We have to do what it takes to draw these heavenly days out of glory into the earth.
Amen. That's so wonderful to know that, that when we abide in His Word and we keep reflecting on the promises, that we can see the miraculous. You don't have to live in sorrow. You don't have to live in defeat. You've already won. Jesus already won it for you on that cross. Mm-hmm. You just take what's yours and own it.
That's so
own
good.
Own it, girl or boy, whatever you're watching.
You know, I was just thinking about this when we're saying this, you know, it's hard to live a glorious life all by yourself. God didn't intend for that. He wants us to come together. This is why He has church. It's important that you find a good, have a good church home that teaches the Bible.
Yes.
If you don't live in the New Orleans area, you live somewhere else. You know, it's sad they can't. But you can watch Covenant Church on Sunday mornings.
Oh yes,
I believe God
watch
wants to bring you, draw you to a good church that will teach you the Word of God, that will inspire you to live that heavenly life on earth.
Yes, I remember it was a few Sundays back, you had a beautiful Sunday service, and you just felt led to stay and flow in the Holy Ghost and pray for people. And there was a special anointing for healing that Sunday. And it was just absolutely, if you can describe heaven on earth, that was it. And I can just remember feeling the presence of God, feeling a comfort that I needed at the time. And I know so many were blessed. And even people commenting, they were watching online, they might be in Montana or New York or wherever, but they felt it as well. And it was so good. That was a beautiful example of heaven on earth.
It is one of the great examples. I can look back on my life and remember many, many moments like that, what I call glorious moments where I was in the presence of God. We talked about it on the last program, how God comes down. Heaven comes, that's a phrase I learned when I first got into Pentecost, into church, started going to church. I heard Him say this old thing, this statement. I just loved it, that heaven came down, kissed the earth, and we got caught between the smack.
Yeah.
That happened on that Sunday. It happens quite often at Covenant Church.
It sure does.
We have our conferences, of course, but the presence of God is so real.
It is.
It's like heaven is part of earth at that point. It comes closer.
It does.
And as we get closer to the return of the Lord, I think every day needs to be more and more in His presence.
Yeah.
Because the enemy's at work trying to pull us off track and get us away. Because His design and plan for our life is to, the Bible, Jesus said it in John chapter 10, verse 10. He says, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Ooh, that's powerful.
So that's a heavenly life right there.
That sure is. And you can see it all throughout the world with just revival and young people acknowledging mm-hmm. Jesus for the first time and wanting to gather together in churches more than ever before. And what I love about Brother Jesse is when he said, I like revival, but I'd just rather stay vibed, he says. I'd like to, and that's possible. That is what it means to live heavenly days on earth when you constantly
stay in the
stay
presence.
Vibed.
It stays real. It's fresh. It's alive. It's living. It's not dead and dormant. You know, a lot of people are waking up to the reality of God. Mm-hmm. And so their answer to that was, well, I'm going to start reading the Bible. And yeah, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to go to church. And that's a good thing. But you really need a personal relationship
Ooh,
with Jesus.
Yes.
You can't just read the word and not be changed inside. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus and be changed in your heart. The Bible talks about, Jesus called it the new birth. Who mm-hmm. the man Nicodemus was came to him at night, and Jesus told him, who was a theologian, I guess we'd call him, he was a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, he told him he had to be born again.
Yes.
And so no matter how much you know and how much you've read even in the Bible, determining to read the Bible is a really good thing. You mm-hmm. put God's word first place. But once you know God, then you can really understand the Bible. Your
yeah.
spirit is born again. And we prayed for people last week about yes. being born again. And those of you that know Jesus understand what we're talking about.
That's right. That's
because
true.
Living a heavenly life starts when we obey the word of
mm-hmm.
God. And when we meet the conditions, we can have the blessings of heavenly days on the earth.
Yeah.
So now in part two of this study, we're going to take time to look at five manifestations of the heavenly life that you can expect while you're on the earth.
I'm ready for it.
I am too.
This gets me all excited because it's real. This is so real.
Mm-hmm.
This is eternity that we can have now. And I just love that, to know that you have a Heavenly Father that loves you and wants you to have these manifestations. Mm-hmm. It's promised for you.
Yeah.
And you can step into it right now and realize what you got.
And as you're being taught this, because we're going to go through each of these five different manifestations, it's going to help you because you need to expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Faith begins where the will of God is known. And when you know the will of God, it starts, your faith not just begins, but it continues to grow
build
so that you can actually not just hear about it, but walk it out.
I love that. I remember when I first started working at the ministry, the first theme when I was working here was great expectation gets great results.
Oh, yeah.
And that always stuck with me because a lot of people say, oh, don't get your hopes up or
uh-huh.
don't expect too much. Oh, the complete opposite. When you expect, that's when things start pumping.
You need to expect.
Yeah.
You need to expect that. And we're going to take a few minutes and look at how you can expect to see manifestations of God's presence, mm-hmm. God's power, God's provision, God's protection, and God's glorious plan for your life.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the first one. Number one, God's presence can be recognized.
Yes.
And we're going to turn to Isaiah chapter 60. I mean, Christy's going to read that in a moment.
Yes.
Hopefully you have your Bibles ready. If not, just jot these down and just follow along with us. Because when we come into contact with God, He lifts us and floods us with glory.
Ooh, I need some glory too. I love this verse.
This is one of my favorite verses of Scripture.
Is.
And it will become yours if you've never heard it before. It will become one of your favorite,
Amplified.
Especially in the Amplified Classic.
I know. When I read it yesterday when I was reading over the notes, I got so excited. I was like,
yeah.
I can't. Well, I hope she lets me read it. Maybe I'll read it this
read
time.
Read it.
Okay, good. It says, arise from the depression and prostration which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise.
I love that. In fact, that shows you that it's God's plan for you to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy, maybe the problems of life has gotten you down, but God wants you to arise. This is His plan for your life. Instead of letting depression push you down, circumstances keep you down, you can rise up. You can rise to a new life. And I like the way it says shine.
Shine. I know. I like shiny things too. So that really stuck out to me.
Yeah. And be radiant.
Mm-hmm.
You can be radiant with the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord, of course, was on Jesus. A lot of this was chapter really talks about Jesus and the coming of the Messiah. But this is His plan for all of His church.
That's right.
Jesus said, you're the light of the world.
That's right.
He taught, so remember the little song kids used to sing?
This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Don't hide it under a bushel.
No.
Take it out. Don't hide their love for God. Let it come out.
Yes, indeed. The boss always says, turn on your hard light. Like everything's a song.
That's an old Neil Diamond song.
Yes. I'm not sure.
Where would that song come from?
I just know it from Boss. I just know it from Brother Jesse.
We got a whole repertoire of songs.
He does. He has, it's like a whole little karaoke list going on. Mm-hmm. But when he says that, it's fun. It's funny and we laugh about it, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. Let your light shine, and it drowns out depression and sadness. And mm-hmm. I just often think, you know, how many people are just living in a sadness, but what if you memorized this? And what if you just decided to, when you're waking up and you don't want to arise and you want to stay in bed, just start proclaiming this over mm-hmm. your life. Mm-hmm. Just start saying this verse and saying, you know what, I'm going to arise. I'm going to walk into the light of the Lord. I'm going to shine for His glory today. And just saying that puts a smile on your face. I mean, I'm grinning.
It does.
I love it.
It does. The fact that you can.
Yeah.
And it's a decision and it's a choice. And then you expect it to come to pass. So is mm-hmm. this like a man from God?
Yes.
It was written in there for us to read it today.
That's right.
And I think that when we read it, it in itself is a prophetic statement.
It is.
You know, so much in the Bible is prophetic. And when you say it, it actually starts changing your future. I heard Brother Kenneth Copeland say this many years ago, and it's always stuck with me. He said, you are the prophet of your own life.
That is wonderful.
And so you can, and actually, what does that mean? It means that you can say things that will change the life that you're experiencing now. It'll propel you toward a better life or God's true plan for your life. You know, so often people don't realize that they get trapped and they just think, oh, the devil's attacking me, and they're mm-hmm. they're focusing in on what the devil is yep. doing. Instead, why not focus in on what God is doing?
Come on.
And in fact, I was telling one of our church members just a few weeks ago, because they were upset thinking that, you know, that they didn't have any choice in the matter. I said, no, you have a choice. You can rebuke the devil yourself. You have been given authority over the devil, I told her. And I remember opening her eyes to something that I saw in the book of Job one day mm-hmm. and how God was even telling Satan, because he had attacked Job, you know, it was like a 9-month period. A lot of people don't like to read the book of Job because it seems so depressing, but there's the first part and the last part are really good. Yeah. But there was a lot going on in between. But God himself, and I think it was in Job chapter 2, where he tells Satan, I see that you have come to attack my servant Job without cause. Mm-hmm. And that word without cause just stood out to me, because mm-hmm. many times I want you to recognize
yes.
that you may be experiencing some difficulty. And the enemy wants to condemn you and tell you that it's your fault. No, many times he's there without cause.
That's
just
because
things went wrong doesn't mean you did something wrong. Yeah, and if you did, you can always repent of that and change it instantly. But most of the time, the devil's there illegally.
Oof.
He comes illegally to attack and to kill and to destroy. Mm-hmm. But Jesus wants us to know we can have an overcoming life. He says, I came that you might have life and have abundantly.
That's so good. And I love that you said that too, because a lot of people beat themselves up. What am I doing wrong? Or they have shame that tries mm-hmm. to attach itself to them. And they walk in just so much confusion, but just realize that that's the devil's main job, is to come to steal, to kill, and destroy your life. And you can say, I'm not yeah. having it.
Just the fact that he was attacked, his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? And how many of us have people around us like that?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not the right thing. But this is, we have to realize that God always has an answer to the problem that the devil throws our way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we trust him, in fact, the first thing we said was, point number one, God's presence can be recognized.
That's good.
So you need to recognize that God's presence is with you. If you know Jesus, he's in your heart. His presence is on his word. You mm-hmm. can read his word and get strengthened. And also just be empowered to move to that higher level and experience that heavenly life on earth.
Arise.
Arise.
I love that statement.
And shine.
Arise and shine, everybody. That is great.
Yeah, we, as a phrase we kind of use sometimes, wake up and smell the coffee.
Oh, I love smelling it too. That's my favorite.
But it's the same concept. Wake up to the great life that God has for you.
Nice.
Now let's move on to point number two. God's power can be understood. God's power can be understood. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. And this was a prayer that Paul prayed, and he wants us to understand the immeasurable, the unlimited, the surpassing greatness of the power of God that not only raised Jesus from the dead, but it also has been given to us.
That same power that raised him from the dead is living in me.
That's right.
And that's enough to just get you so excited
about
it.
That's right, yeah. And what it does is when you have the reality of that truth come alive in your heart, it opens your eyes to, well, this is not, if I'm not experiencing it, then the devil's there illegally. I have authority over him. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I command your word to come to pass in my life.
Yes.
You can change your circumstances with your word. And this is what Paul was trying to teach them. This is actually a prayer that you can pray. In fact, I have prayed this for myself, for my family. I have written it out and put my granddaughter's name in it, my daughter's name in it. And so he was praying this for the people in the church, in the town of Ephesus. And we're going to, Chrissy, you're going to read it. But when you see the word you, realize this is talking to you. And then when you read it, when you turn it around and make it a prayer of your heart, you can change it and put someone else's name in there as well.
I love that. I'm going to do that after this, too.
You haven't done that yet?
No, but
it's
just giving me really good tips. I love these. All right, ready? This is Ephesians 1, verse 19 through 23. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion in every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself.
Praise God.
Come on.
I know.
To me.
And the Amplified has so much, it's more detailed and took a little longer, but it has so much more in there. So I'm glad we read it in the Amplified Classic Bible, because this is what happened when Jesus rose from the dead. It's what he gave to us, and he put us and put things under everything under his feet.
Yeah.
And also under our, that's heavenly life.
I love it. And it just realizes that it makes you read that last sentence when you think about it, when he says, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And then it says, for in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself. It's like, he's it.
Well, he says his body, he's talking about who his body is, and it's the church.
Yes.
It's every one of us that is part of the body of Christ, which is considered, Jesus is the head, but we're his body.
Yes.
And he gave this power to us.
Yes.
And this is how we can live a heavenly life right here on the earth.
And all you need is Jesus. Mm-hmm. When you have the power, that resurrection power living in you, there's no limits on what you can do through that power that works in you.
Yeah, but there's more.
There's more. Wait
but
up.
I want us to continue Stick that around. Same thing, because, you know, the Bible is divided into chapters and verses, but that is not how it was originally written. This was a letter. These chapters, breaks and everything are very helpful when we find and reference it.
Yes.
But that didn't come into, like, I think the 12th century or something like that.
I learned.
But
something new, really.
You didn't know that?
Well, I knew it was a letter, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good stuff.
Okay, so read the next chapter, chapter 2, verse 6, Chrissy.
Yes.
Again in the Amplified Classic.
And he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So we are sitting, we're with him. We're
right
joint
now.
Seating.
Right now. We may be sitting at this table. You may be sitting somewhere else listening, but if you know Jesus Christ, you're seated in a spiritually speaking, your heavenly places with him even now. This is why, you know, you rule and reign in the earth. You're an overcomer. You can live a heavenly life right here on earth. If things don't look very heavenly, you can change it with your faith.
Wow.
Change it with the words that you say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's available.
This is life-changing. This teaching right here, it really is. It's a life-changing thing, because I know so many of you might be, like you said, Pastor Kathy, they might be watching going, you know, this doesn't seem like heaven. Something is terribly wrong right here. Well, it's like, this is the time, the turnaround time.
It is.
This is the turning point, as you want to say, just to recognize that, wait, I'm with Jesus. You mean I'm called to be seated with him, and I don't have to wait.
Right.
I have it now.
You have authority now. It's like a lot of people don't realize what belongs to them. You know, there are people that maybe have received an inheritance, and they're going along in poverty, not knowing. Someone, some lawyer somewhere is looking for them. I want to find you about to find someone, find you. They're looking for you because maybe your uncle passed away and left you a fortune, and you don't even know about it. Finally, they give you, and you find out about your inheritance.
Yeah, it's been revealed.
You've probably seen a lot of movies about that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that have happened. happen that way. But we have even something greater than that. We have what Jesus did for us on the cross, seated us in heavenly places with him to rule and reign.
Come on.
So that's a great thing. So
it
we have
sure
to realize
is.
That God's power can be understood. And that's the power that belongs to you as a believer. We're going to move on. We could probably have done a three-parter, but we're not going to do it. We're going to finish this one out.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. It's just so rich.
Because we're already on number three.
That's great.
And there's five of them. So hopefully y'all stick with us just a little bit longer. Number three, God's provision can be received.
Yes.
God's provision can be received. So this is, we're going to turn to 3 John. That's the epistle of John. Now, John is a gospel of John, but it also has three letters, which we also call epistles. Mm-hmm. So we're going to turn there. And this is a powerful promise that you can fully expect to receive from God. Look, go ahead and read verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
In 3 John. It's only one chapter of that book.
Yes, so good. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." That's what he wishes for us.
That's right.
It's not
they call it a wish. Some translations call it a prayer. But whether it's a wish or a prayer, just know that it is God's will that you prosper.
That you prosper.
We're going to turn to another verse and move a little quickly here so we can conclude, but turn to Psalms 35. I want you to see that when you prosper, it brings glory. It brings pleasure to God. And so this is going to, we're going to read Psalms 35, verse 27. Do you have that one there?
I sure do.
This is the King James Version.
It says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant."
I love that. You know, it's so opposite than what some people have been taught growing up in some religions, that poverty is holy, but it's a curse. Mm-hmm. If you read the Old Testament, it talks about that's a curse.
Yes.
But Jesus says the word we just read, it brings pleasure. He has pleasure when we're prosperous.
Yes, and you can be filled with joy and shouting for joy because of that. I think of just all of the sadness that comes with a lack of blessing and prosperity.
Yeah.
Why would you want to live in that and dwell in that when you can break through
it's free
of
heavenly.
It? It's not
definitely
heavenly.
Not heavenly. It's hellish.
Yes.
And so devil is the one who came to put oppression on people and starve people. God is not the one that is starving people. People give examples of that, how people are starving. Well, it's man's inhumanity to man. God has put enough resources on the earth that everyone would be fed.
That's
And so God, we have that promise. Jesus said, "Take no thought for your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, what are you going to do, where you're going to live." But he says, because God knows that you have need of these things.
Yes.
But he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things, and all these other things will be added to you. So what we begin with, putting God first, seeking God first, this is the key to living a heavenly life that you can experience today.
Blessing. From Stress Street to Bless Boulevard.
Bless Boulevard.
That's another good one you got.
So let's move on to protection. Number 4, God's protection can be expected.
Yes.
We're going to see a scripture in Isaiah 54 to illustrate this. You know, because as a child of God, you may have so many promises that you can feed on in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And each time you put the Word of God in your heart, it will strengthen your faith for the heavenly life that God wants you to live.
Amen. It all goes back to that.
It does.
Really does.
Read Isaiah 54, verse 17, Chrissy.
Yes, ma'am. It says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall thou condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." So every weapon that's formed will not prosper.
That's right. And I often think of this verse when an attack comes or something that looks like it's on the horizon, whether it's weather or some bad report I hear on TV or for someone else, I'm encouraging them. Look, no weapon that's formed against you. If it's been formed, then you know it cannot prosper against you. That is a promise of God that we have. God's protection can be expected.
Mm-hmm.
It's so powerful. We're going to turn to Psalms 91. You know, of course, Psalms 91 is so well known.
Yes.
It's a beautiful psalm to meditate on of protection. I remember when 9/11 hit and different things have happened, even in Hurricane Katrina when it came to this area back in 2005. I remember reading this psalm a lot and really meditating on it and getting strength from it.
Yes, it is beautiful.
But when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, which is how it begins, you can confidently expect God's protection.
Right.
We're just going to read one verse from this, but you can read that whole psalm. It will bless you. Psalm 91, verse 10. Chrissy.
Yes, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Any plague, nothing.
No matter what new germ the devil may cook up mm-hmm. or someone cook up in a laboratory somewhere,
That's right.
It cannot affect you. Nope. It cannot come near your dwelling, near your house.
Yeah.
This is a promise in God's word that will enable you to live a heavenly life on earth. And that's going to take faith.
Yeah.
It's going to take expectation. It's going to take believing God's word. Think about all the plagues and the things that came across Egypt before the Israelites came out of Egypt, mm-hmm. when the 10 plagues that came in there, none of it affected them.
That's right.
Even that last one where the death angel came and they put the blood over the doorpost,
yes.
the death angel was not able to go in. But I was loud. Not able to go in.
Well, it was powerful, too.
How powerful the devil's threat is,
yeah.
Nothing can go across the blood of Jesus.
Oh,
so you
hallelujah.
Have to stand your ground and believe God.
What I'm gathering from all of these, when we're reading these verses, just how awesome, and we're reading through them, but even now, I'm just getting built up with so much confidence. When you said you confidently believe these things,
mm-hmm.
you get so excited to know that, wait, we serve a real God who really does want this.
That's so true.
And it's available, and so many times we just disregard the word. We don't read it. We don't meditate on
mm-hmm.
it. But when you do, just it doesn't take long.
No,
just,
it doesn't.
And it really
impacts
you.
Just one will ignite something in your heart to realize, yeah, I can stand and I can have a heavenly life. God can show me how. And now we're just picking like one verse, but each one of these topics, these five that we're talking mm-hmm. about, that where you see the manifestations of God's power, His presence, all these different things, each one we have like one or two verses,
yes.
but I could have gotten like 50 verses. I mean,
exactly.
a bunch more, but we just had the time for this. So why don't you do a study on your own?
That's right.
And study even more about how God's presence can be recognized. God's
yeah.
power can be understood. God's provision can be received.
Amen.
God's protection can be expected. And now here we are on number five.
Yes.
God's plan is to give you a life of fullness.
Mm-hmm.
God's plan. God has a plan for your life. It's all of these have a P in it. So that's
how
I designed
it. I was looking at that.
It helps me to remember when I use the same letter
yeah. or
words that have that. It connects with. We're going to turn to John chapter 1 in this last portion. Hope you'll stay with us for just a little while longer, because I believe God is revealing some good things to your heart,
oh, yeah.
because He really wants you to live a heavenly life. And so do we.
Yes, we do.
I believe that I'm experiencing a heavenly life on earth
yes.
right now because of the Word of God that I've put in my heart. And I just want everybody in the world to find out about it
That's
as well.
That's true. It's a peace which surpasses all understanding. When people can look at your life and say, well, everything seems like it's going wrong, but you're still standing. You have the joy of the Lord. How is this possible? You can bust out this magazine or this teaching and say, I'm following these principles and I'm seeing success.
Yeah.
And it's possible for you too. You can be an example of that to
That's
people.
That's so right. We're going to read John chapter 1, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
In the Amplified, and they're also going to read verse 16. Chrissy, why don't you read both of those
yes,
together?
Ma'am. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
And verse 16
yes.
says,
for out of His fullness abundance we have all received, all had a share, and we all were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. I like that word, heap. Like I like a heaping
oh, yeah.
pile of ice cream. Heaping,
oh, heap it up.
Yeah, heap it up.
It reminds me of my brother-in-law when I would serve him ice cream. I'd say, Jules, how much ice cream would you like? His answer was always funny because he knew I ate more ice cream than most people on the earth. And so he'd say, serve me as much as you serve yourself.
Oh, wow, well, yeah, that's a heap.
He knew that would be a heap. I actually didn't use the little scooper. I took out a cooking spoon.
Oh, I love the cooking
spoon. And then I'd put it under the hot water so that it would go through that big old gallon of ice cream.
Now, you know where I'm going, what I'm going to go get later.
It's a shame to think about how much ice cream I used to eat. But that's definitely heaping up.
Yeah, that's heaping up.
And God wants to heap up. Jesus has already heaped up gifts and supplied you with favor, spiritual blessing, and grace out of His abundance.
Yeah.
What a great plan God
yeah.
had for our
I
lives.
I mean, I'm just sitting here smiling thinking about it because it gets you excited to
uh-huh.
know that you have a glorious future.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glorious time to live in this time period that God
right.
destined you to live right now. He planned it all, mapped it out,
mm-hmm.
and He wants good things for His children.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're experiencing sadness, sickness, depression, whatever it is that the devil's trying to throw at you, you just know that he can't win. And you
mm-hmm.
have that authority in the name of Jesus to say, get out of here. I'm living a glorious life. For me, for my children's children, and everything I own will be touched by the blessing of God.
I love that. It is so true. We don't have to faint. or give up.
Yeah.
Instead, we give in to God's plan.
Beautiful.
Give in to His purpose for our life. You can expect manifestations of God's presence, His power, His provision, His protection, and a plan of a life of fullness. You can expect heaven to come down, kiss the earth,
yes,
and catch you right between the smack.
Mwah.
I love that.
I just felt like smacking.
That's so good, because this is the kind of glorious life that God has designed for you to live every single day. I love that. You know, you don't need to wait till you get to heaven for it to flow in you and through you. You can be like that old man that I once heard when I heard his testimony. Heaven was in him before he was in heaven.
That's a beautiful statement.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
And we need to be like that. People need to see our lives and realize that heaven is in us. Mm-hmm. We need to be a reflection of heaven.
Yeah.
You can be a reflection of heaven. You can expect to live a heavenly life. Heavenly days right here on the earth today.
Ooh, that was great. Part two.
You enjoy that?
Oh, I love it. And if you've enjoyed it, please let us know. We have Team JDM available to respond to your comments. We collect them. Sometimes we read them on the program. Or if you need prayer, you can contact our
yes.
prayer team. We want to unite with you because it's real. It's available. The love of God is here for you right now. All you have to do is ask.
And this is what we live for. We want to hear about how God has impacted your life, things you've learned from this teaching and this study, and because God really wants you to live a great life. Jesus died so that you wouldn't have to live in torment, live
yeah.
in fear, live in depression. You know, too many people are bound by depression today,
that's right.
and they're looking for medication to help them,
yeah.
and it's just making things worse.
Yes.
But God has a great plan for you, and when you give your life to Him, totally turns it around. And you know, if you've already done that, then you know this is true. But sometimes we just need somebody to nudge us and
that's
remind
right.
us to get back on track.
That's right.
To start living your heavenly life. So get down with your heavenly self or your
it.
Glorious
and
self
your glorious
and live
self.
The glorious life today.
This was so good.
Thank you,
Pastor Kathy.
Praise God. I had fun
it.
Studying the Word of God with
I
you,
know,
girl.
I do too. It's so great. And thank you for joining us. I know you've been transformed because
yes,
I have
too. And thank you for being with me every single week on Glorious Living right here in Studio C. I believe that God is touching your life in a significant way, and I'm looking forward to seeing you one day right here on the property.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have conferences and that are coming up.
Our heavenly property. It's beautiful.
It
really
totally is.
And it is heaven on earth. When you walk on the ground, you can feel the tangible presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we want to see you here.
Yeah, so you don't have to wait to a conference, which we have a glorious conference in March. We have a visionary conference in July.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have Sunday morning services so that you could come on the property, visit with us. Maybe you're mm-hmm. traveling through the area. Or if not, watch us online.
Yep.
Because we are here for you. We love you, and we want you to expect heaven on earth every single day.
Yes, such a good time.
Great, Chris. Thanks,
yes.
Chrissy, for
thank
joining
you.
Me. And thank you for joining me. I hope to see you next week right here in Studio C for another great, glorious living. God bless you. Bye-bye.